This is VOA News by a remote. I'm Michael Brown. Police gather outside Hong Kong's legislature complex Wednesday before lawmakers debate a bill that would criminalize abuse of the Chinese national anthem in the semi-autonomous city. The proposed new national security laws triggered the first big street unrest in Hong Kong since last year, when violent protests posed Hong Kong's biggest crisis since the return of Chinese rule in 1997 from Britain. NASA and SpaceX are sending two U.S. astronauts on a mission Wednesday to the International Space Station from U.S. soil for the first time in nearly a decade. The NASA astronauts will be on board the SpaceX Crew Dragon spacecraft in what is the final part of the testing phase of NASA's work with private companies to return to launching Americans into space. Since the retirement of the space shuttle program, NASA has relied on partnering with the Russian Space Agency in order to send U.S. astronauts to the International Space Station. President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence are expected to be at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida for Wednesday's launch. Japanese police arrested a man suspected of setting a fire at an animation studio nearly a year ago, which killed 36 people. The 42-year-old suspect transferred to a police station for questioning on arson and murder charges. He had been hospitalized since the attack, suffering from deep scars on his face and hands. He reportedly set the fire because he believed the studio had plagiarized his novel. For more news, please join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News. Twitter on Tuesday, for the first time, put a fact-check warning on President Trump's tweets, prompting readers to check the facts in tweets sent by Trump, warning his claims about mail-in ballots contain potentially misleading information about voting processes. Twitter confirmed this was the first time it had applied a fact-check label to a tweet by the president, an extension of its new misleading information policy introduced this month to combat misinformation about the coronavirus. Twitter bans content that could result in voter suppression, but a company spokesman said the president's tweets on mail-in ballots did not violate that policy. Three U.S. Republican governors are offering to hold the party's 2020 national convention in their state. The Democrat governor in North Carolina doesn't satisfy President Trump's demand for a full gathering in August. Governors of Florida, Georgia, and Texas all say their state would be the ideal place for Republicans to gather. The convention, where Trump is certain to be the nominee for a second term, is set to open in Charlotte, North Carolina, on August the 24th. Well, more than 2 million South Korean students returned to school on Wednesday morning in the latest stage of the country coming out of its coronavirus lockdown. Extra precautions were taken, with parents and children having their temperature checked as they arrived on the campuses. About 400 schools and kindergartens decided to delay opening due to a recent upsurge in the number of COVID-19 cases in South Korea. Last week, high school students, seniors, returned to school after almost 2 months at home. And Sudan officials say the number of cases of domestic violence against women and girls has increased during the COVID-19 lockdown in the Sudanese capital of Khartoum. The head of Sudan's gender department at the Social Welfare Ministry said her office documented 42 incidents of gender-based violence, including rapes and beatings of women and girls in Khartoum and other towns across Sudan over the past month. For decades, under former President Omar al-Bashir's rule, there were no laws to protect women and girls, a situation that exposed them to abuse within their families. The Social Welfare Ministry opened a hotline to provide psychological and social support to domestic violence survivors during the COVID-19 lockdown. For more news, please join us, voanews.com with the VOA mobile app. By a remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.